Chapter 19. The last time Theron had spoken with Satele had been on Tython. That meeting had been his idea. He'd snuck into her private quarters to tell her about Nagani Jo's death. Jo had been her master and her mentor, and she deserved to hear the news in person, not over a hollow or in some report. At the time, he'd pretended not to know she was his mother, and she made no mention of recognizing him as her son. But he had the sense they both knew the truth, though neither was willing to acknowledge it. This time would be different, Theron decided. He was tired of playing games. Well, most games. Despite being invited, he was still breaking into her apartment. Part of it was the challenge. He just wanted to prove he could do it. But he also didn't want others to figure out that he and Satele were related. Shan was a common surname, but it was unusual for an SIS field agent to meet in person with the Grand Master of the Jedi Order. It wasn't like he was being followed, but on the slim chance someone saw him at her door, he didn't want anyone to start making connections. Theron was convinced his life would get a lot more complicated if their relationship went public.
Probably bad for her, too,
Theron assured himself.
Doing her a favor by breaking in.
The Jedi still officially condemned the emotional attachments of marriage and children. If people found out Satele had a son, they'd think she was a hypocrite.
If they knew she spent her whole life acting as if I didn't even exist,
Theron wondered,
would that make things better or worse?
Disabling the building's perimeter sensors and scaling the wall took only a few minutes, and it gave Theron a chance to work out his injured shoulder. He'd been favoring it for the past 5 days. It was time to see how it was healing. By the time he swung his legs over the railing of her third-floor balcony, he was satisfied that he'd make a full recovery. His shoulder was a little tired, but otherwise felt good. Another week and it would be back to 100%. The sliding glass doors leading from the balcony and into the apartment were wide open, despite the chill of the night air. Clearly, Satele was expecting him. As he stepped into the apartment, she rose from the chair she had been sitting in. She was wearing the simple brown robes of a Jedi. Her hood thrown back, her shoulder-length hair was brown with some faint silver-gray highlights that gave her a regal air. Theron didn't see much family resemblance in their features, but he wasn't looking that hard. Her skin was surprisingly smooth and clear. Though she was close to 60, she looked at least 2 decades younger.
Is that because the Force flows through her?
He thought.
Or is it just good genes?